Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Saturday morning as we get ready for more Giants baseball from Washington, D.C., as the Giants are going to play the Washington Nationals in the second game of this series. It's time to do our preview of what the game is hopefully going to be about. It's sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and soon in Novato. And that is Perry's, always a great place to go. Well, the Giants in this game today, they go for their second win over the Washington Nationals. And on Friday, they made it look very, very easy, really. This looked like the Cleveland series all over again to me, that the Giants went and just, you know, pushed the team around. Starting pitching on the other side, couldn't get much done. And the Giants put the game away and won it 7-1 over Washington. So today, they go for game number two, a win in this series, and then off to Milwaukee on Monday before coming home against the A's on Tuesday and Wednesday. Alex Wood goes to the hill today for the Giants. He's 31 years old. It's his 217th Major League game and his 167th Major League start. He's 1-0 on the year, as I say, with a 193 earned run average. The whip is fine for him. It's where it should be. 1.29. He's been in two games against Cleveland and San Diego. He's got 9 1/3, 9 hits, a couple of runs, that one home run to San Diego, 3 walks and 11 strikeouts. Now, when he retires his first batter, this is a preview for you today. When he retires his first batter today, that will be the 1,000th complete inning that Alex Wood has pitched in the major league. So whoever the leadoff hitter is for Washington today, when they get him, that is 1,000 career innings for Alex Wood. He is 1/3 of an inning short of that. Lefties against Wood, 2-for-8 with no homers. And righties, 7-for-28, as I said, with one homer. When you look at his slash line, 250 batting average, 333 on base, okay, kind of pedestrian. But the slugging of 250, come on, 250. That adds up to a 583 OPS, and if you're a hitter with a 583 OPS, you're not going to be around very long. First pitch, they're 2-for-3 against them, so Washington may have to swing early in the count. I'll talk about Washington and what we can expect from that lineup with Soto and Bell. I like Ruiz. I like the way he swings the bat. We'll see if he's in there today. But Washington, when you get to the bottom of the order, even though Franco hit a home run, there's not much going on at the bottom of the order. Runners in scoring position against Alex Wood, and he's always tough. 1-for-10 with 2 out, 1-for-5. First time through the lineup, 3-for-17. Second time, 4-for-16. And the third time, 2-for-3 with the home run, which he gave up against San Diego, and that knocked him out of the game. For Josh Bell, 0-for-4. Franco, 0-for-7. Hernandez, 5-for-14 for the little leadoff hitter. Robles, 1-for-3. Soto, 1-for-2. He's got 16 walks already on the season. And Thomas, 2-for-2, who missed that ball in left field when Crawford cleared the bases in the second inning. So that's what is on the hill for the Giants today, and that is what Washington is going to face as they go against the Giants here in Game 2. So that's our Perry's preview of what to expect. I'd like to tell you who's going to pitch for Washington, but we don't know. We thought it was going to be Espino, but they put him in for relief tonight, and Washington is going to have to make a move or do something, and we'll find out during the show today who is going to be the pitcher for the Washington Nationals. They have 6 wins on the year. When they win, they give up 2 runs or less. If they give up more than 2 runs, they do not win. They're 6-10 on the year. The Giants are 9-5. And last night, the Giants got 7 runs, and all of them in the second inning against Washington, and won the game 7-1 over the Nats. Now, the second inning is worth going through because all the runs came in the seventh inning. It was good Giants baseball. By the way, 23,751 at Nationals Park, 2 hours, 53 minutes for the game last night. Now, let's look at that second inning because this iced the game for the Giants. Dubon started off with a strikeout. He did make an amazing throw tonight to throw Soto out at third base. But Joey Bart worked a walk, a huge walk, to get things going. Yaz then, as he does all the time, worked the count, got a nice base hit up the middle. And then Austin Slater, who kills left-handed pitching. And the Giants have only seen a couple of lefties, so he hasn't played very much. And the first inning against Corbin put him away with an inside fastball. And in the second inning, Slater got into it, and he did that swing, that uppercut swing. He got a pitch that over the plate, and he knocked it out in right field for a three-run homer to put the Giants up 3-0 at that point. Now, for the Giants, Crawford had scored earlier on the hit by Yastrzemski because Robles overran the ball in center field. So the three-run homer by Slater now makes it 4-0. Well, they weren't done yet. Brandon Belt strikes out, but then Darren Ruff, who had a very good game, and again, he's starting to look a little bit better at the plate. He gets a hit. Estrada gets a walk. Flores blooped a single, so now the bases are loaded, two out, and here comes Brandon Crawford again, who scored the first run on a ball that was hit down the right field line and hit the bag and went over Josh Bell's head, and Crawford got that double. So here he comes up with two out, bases loaded, 4-0 Giants. And he gets a pitch that he can drive to left center field. Lane Thomas goes over. Either he lost it or something happened, but he dove for it. No chance. Ball goes past him. 3-run score, and the Giants are up 7-0. And that is the way the game ended. One run, as I say, for the Nationals to make it 7-1. But other than that, the Giants dominated this game. Sammy Long started. DeSclafani is now in the DL with an ankle inflammation. Sammy Long was fine. Two innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, a strikeout. And then Jake Junis came in for his first appearance as a San Francisco Giant. Five innings, three hits, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts, 61 pitches, 42 of which were strikes. Not overpowering. Believe me, this guy is not, he's not going to make you think this is Duvall. He's not. But he throws a good slider. He moves the ball around. And he pitched a great game last night in relief and got the win for the Giants, as I say, as they won it 7-1. For Patrick Corbin last night, he was awful. We've seen him with Arizona, and he's been okay before, but he was awful last night. 60 pitches last night, 34 strikes, and 8 were put in play, so 52 pitches and 26 strikes. That's about 50-50, which is not going to get it done. He was behind in the count. They worked the count on him all night long. He had to come in, and they tattooed him. Inning and two-thirds, seven hits, seven runs, and his earned run average in four games now has jumped up to 11.20. Well, the game was not without its interesting parts. As usual, the Giants are pushing the envelope, and Yastrzemski tries to steal a base. They're up 7-0 at this point. He's not being held on. And he gets doubled off on a ball that's hit behind him, and that gets Washington out of the inning. Well, the Giants weren't done yet. You've got Estrada, who's on base. Again, he tries to steal second. The ball is put in play. They try to score him, and he's out at the plate to end the inning. So Giants are up by seven runs at that point. They're pushing the envelope, and, of course, Washington took umbrage to that fact. And they came out, Escobar, Davey Martinez, and Robles, and pointing at the Giants dugout and all that. So one of these days we'll take some phone calls and talk about this unwritten rule business and when it applies and when you draw the line and everything else. But the Giants got it started again last night, and they seem to enjoy doing this, and it puts a little bit of a bullseye on them. They don't police the game anymore. Nobody does. You know, in the old days, you'd knock a guy down. But what comes around goes around in life, and there is an idea of sportsmanship, and I think that's something that we really, really have to discuss at some point. Luis Gonzalez is on the team. Duggar is on the 60-day IL. How about that? With the oblique, Luis Gonzalez is now on the team, left-handed player. He hits left-handed. He's a center fielder, and he is the 1,000th player. How about this? In San Francisco Giants history, Luis Gonzalez, and he got in the game last night. Yastrzemski is starting to heat up a little bit, and he had good at-bats. He's working the count, and he had the ball in New York that looked like it was going out, but the wind held it up in that crazy doubleheader that was freezing. He's 6 for his last 13, so he is getting things going. for him. So that is a look at what the game is all about today and a little bit of last night. Crawford, big hits, the bases loaded double. Ruff, a couple of hits. Belt, a couple of walks. He works the count, and the Giants do it so well. And who the heck knows who Washington will pitch today, and we'll have to see what happens. But for Jake Junis, 12 of 16 batters he faced with first strikes. How about that? So that's a story for the Giants. All right, looking around baseball, the Braves won last night 3-0 over the Marlins. Kenley Jansen got the save. Kyle Wright, 11 strikeouts for him as the Marlins were completely shut down. Rogers, a good game. Phillies over Milwaukee, that was 4-2. Now, today, Colorado and Detroit, doubleheader. Why is it important? Because Miguel Cabrera is one hit shy of 3,000. So that is something that I hope he gets done today. Milwaukee's at Philly today, Hauser and Wheeler. I bring that up because Milwaukee is next on the stop for the Giants on Monday. St. Louis and Cincinnati, Katie Wu will be with us shortly. And we're going to talk about the Cardinals, Hudson and Malley in that one. The Reds have lost 10 straight. Not easy to do that early in the season, believe me. Well, the team once lost 21 straight. All right, Miami and Atlanta today, Hernandez and Ian Anderson. The Mets in Arizona, we don't know who the Mets are going to pitch today. Castellanos for Arizona. And the Dodgers, we don't know who they're going to pitch today. Darvish goes for San Diego. So baseball is underway. The Giants are now 9-5, and we've got Alex Wood on the hill today against the Washington team. That reminds me a lot of what they're worse than Cleveland, and the Giants should not lose a game this weekend. They should not lose a game to this team this weekend. They clearly are the better team, so we'll see how this thing turns out today. All right, more coming up. We've got a great show for you today, and it's a short one as the game starts at 10:05 Pacific time today. So more coming up right here, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.